This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Discord on-air call-in line where you can join us. Discord.lrn.fm will take you over there. And with you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
For those of you just tuning in earlier in the show, and you never really know when a topic's going to really stick, right? I mean, there's some topics where you can open it up and it always works, right? Like immigration. But you know, eating dog, surprisingly... Surprisingly, for a weekday show, because Free Talk Live, we're not on as many stations on weeknights as we are on our Saturday and Sunday shows. So, you know, you certainly never know what's going to really, you know, get people stirred up on a weeknight. But this one has actually gotten a surprising amount of participation. And, yes, Johnson.
I just had a random thought pop into my head, and I'm wondering if there are any specific, you know, because you can find specific books for, like, beef and I'm just wondering if there are any dog cookbooks
cooking
out there.
There's got to be. It might be in
Chinese.
Like,
one of the most popular dog recipes, I wonder. You know, dog lo mein.
You know, you may have to be able to read Chinese or Korean, but I suspect there is such a book out there. So let's continue here with your calls and thoughts.
Chow chow fun.
That might be a good gift for you for your birthday, Johnson.
No.
You like cooking.
I do like cooking, but not cooking dog.
Yeah, you can't really get the supply around here.
Exactly, and I'm not going to be exactly cooking dog for my vegetarian girlfriend.
Good idea. Yeah, that might be offensive. Good thing she's not sitting in here tonight. Is she listening?
Probably, maybe. Okay. Who knows?
You might be on the couch tonight, dude. Let's go to Bobby. He's in Lakeland, Florida, listening via TuneIn app. Hello, Bobby.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on the dog eating.
Yes, sir.
So, part of it, there's a Black Sabbath song, and I go to the dog pound to get my food. Will you come with me and get some, too?
Which song was that?
That takes Nativity in Black. You know, okay. Now I have you with me under your power. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I never picked up the lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good song.
So, anyways, I think that, you know, I personally wouldn't eat a dog or cat. And, I'm from the country.
That you knew of.
And,
because somebody might have fed your dog without you knowing, right? Like, that could have happened.
Well, I mean, I guess it is possible. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, I don't search out the dog and the cat meat.
You can't find it on purpose, at least in Lakeland, Florida.
I mean, Ozzy's no stranger to exotic meats, though.
Like, didn't he bite a head off a pigeon?
Bat bed.
It was a bat?
Bat heads, I believe.
He was a bat, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but now I would eat a dog and cat, like, say it was, like, you know, like, I was thinking, you know, every guy thinks about, you know, like, if it was, like, zombies and stuff.
Zombies.
And, like, or, like, the end of the world.
Right. So you're saying if it were the end of the world, you would then go ahead and eat a dog or a cat if it meant survival.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. What about a zombie dog, though? You couldn't eat that. That would be pretty gross. In fact, that was actually another point that one of our chatters brought up. I forgot to mention it. I actually wrote it down when we were talking about the stray dogs earlier and possibly eating them or doing something with them besides just letting them starve in the streets or whatever and continually reproduce, because that's why you get a bunch of stray dogs everywhere, is because people in those countries don't, either they can't afford or they just don't spay or neuter their animals, so they just keep reproducing, and then you get, you know, a ton of dogs everywhere. The point that one of our chatters made was, what about parasites, though? Because these stray dogs, not well taken care of, likely infested with parasites, so maybe the meat may not be the best bet. Bobby, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, Lake Freedom. Though I got to say...
I want to mention something, too, since he called from Lakeland, you know, in that area, and I just want to, you know, there's an election that happened there tonight.
In Lakeland?
In that area,
okay.
Right? This was actually in our old stomping grounds of Sarasota.
Sarasota, Florida. Yeah.
And there's somebody who I think may have called the show recently. I've definitely heard something about Allison Foxall.
Yeah, I've
this
heard
person.
About her.
You know, and I just think it's funny. She was running for, I believe, a Florida State rep out of
Sarasota.
Out of Sarasota. And
special election. Lost to a Democrat.
So the question,
apparently.
The shout out question to anyone who's, you know,
before you ask the question, let's clarify one other thing about Sarasota, Florida. I suspect it's still this way, but when we were down there, because you and I used to both live there, it was a Republican county.
Right.
Republicans almost always won in Sarasota. So it sounds to me like Allison was running against a Democrat in a two-way race and still lost.
Yeah.
Just like Bill Van Allen lost to a Democrat in a two-way race a long time ago, too, down there.
So the question is, when are you getting out of there and moving where you can actually win an election and moving to New Hampshire?
Well, now, to be fair, in recent times, libertarians have not directly won elections in New Hampshire. They did in the 1990s, and recently libertarians have appeared in the state legislature in New Hampshire because they were Republicans and Democrats who flipped
after
being elected.
I'm just saying, this person appears to be a... You know, an artist.
She's a go-getter.
A WordPress expert.
Yep.
She's
a
very active activist.
Yeah.
And could definitely be effective with other people to back them up, you know?
You know, speaking of how effective, Johnson, you and I were both at an important meeting, a once-a-year meeting that happens here in Keene, New Hampshire this weekend. It was a Saturday morning. It's what they call the deliberative
meeting that your average activist, you know, like in anywhere else in the country, would never attend.
And the average activist here doesn't attend either.
That's true.
Because it requires somebody to get up at, you know, 8 in the morning because the meeting starts at 9.
Right.
And you better be there early because they got their voting on stuff early. And we had a lower turnout this year than we have in recent years of the activists who showed up. It was only about 6, I think. Most of them were Free Talk Live hosts who came out.
Right.
And
they also shifted the thing. I was... less than 10 minutes late and missed the first vote, which was on the tax budget, because they pulled the tactic this year of not, they used to do like a half an hour intro to the meeting. I'm like,
yeah, they jump
no
right
problem.
In.
I've been there half an hour late before and voted on everything. If I show up 10 minutes late, no big deal. You know, I'm like, oh, I want to get breakfast.
Now you're going to have to be punctual next year.
Yeah.
but my point was going to be, we had a lower turnout than we've had in previous years. Previously, we've had as many as like 10 or 12 people show up to these things. This year, we only had 6. But the interesting thing was the status, the teachers union people, the people who were there at this meeting, it's a school board meeting for those that aren't aware. They call it a deliberative session. And the point is that they approve language for warrant articles that go on the ballot the next month at the school board election. And there were fewer of the teacher types there, too. It was just overall a lower turnout.
The news coverage in Keene has been very different this year.
Really?
Like, there's been
that event?
There's been a lot of it.
Uh-huh.
And they've been speaking in a way where I'm like, what? Like hearing local, you know, kind of big names for this area, sort of talk show hosts, talking about, you know, in support of going back to this SB2 format. And
that is a meaningless statement for most people out there. It's a different SB2 is what they have now, I think, and then they would be getting rid of that, which would go from.
I don't believe so. I think it's the other way around.
I think you're wrong about that.
Maybe.
But anyway, they would be going from their current format to a more democratic format where more people would be able to show up and so on and so forth. But that's one of the proposals that Conan,
and
who's
talking
a former
about, and also
co-host
like, talking about the whole the fact that these people are deciding the taxes and that there isn't really much of a voice to say otherwise. And everyone knows that Keene is overtaxed.
Sure. And it's the second highest tax rate of all of New Hampshire.
And it's mostly this school budget. And the thing about the school budget is they've decreased administrators, they've decreased professors, the student population has gone down dramatically.
Yeah.
The average of New Hampshire's budget has gone down. All these things,
but it keeps going up.
Everything about the school system has decreased except for their budget.
The point I wanted to make about it was there were a couple of votes which we, if we had had another 15 people on our side, on the side of freedom, we would have been able to protect Conan's warrant articles that he brought in, that he gets signatures for, and then the statists end up gutting the wording because they have enough votes to do so at this meeting.
Statist.
All we would need would be a couple dozen people.
Which
that's
we can't name because we can't say anything personal.
There's more coming up here in moments. That's all I'm saying. Just a couple dozen more people. If we had them here, it would be all the difference that that we would need. So that really, it's so easy to get involved here. We're coming
What's
up.
More profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855
855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username LRN.FM. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
So we were talking about the migration of libertarians to New Hampshire. You were mentioning a young lady who is an activist down in Florida who apparently lost her election tonight. It was a special election. She was going up against a Democrat. Did you happen to find the results, or is it just they're just saying that she lost?
Just saying that she lost.
At this point. I know the last time there was a two-way, the last time I paid attention to Sarasota, Florida politics, there was a two-way election. I think Bill Van Allen ran and lost by, like, I think it was 70% to 30%. So it wasn't even close. And the idea was originally, like, okay, libertarians in Florida, usually they're running in a three-way race, and they get maybe 2%.
It was a three-way race.
It was a three-way race.
It was Allison Foxhole, Margaret Good, and James Buchanan.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know who those people are, but regardless, so that probably means she didn't get more than 3% would be my guess. Because it's just been typical in Florida. And the idea was, oh, well, you know, it's a two-way race, and so therefore the Republicans might actually support the Libertarian, and that would mean that there's a chance that the Libertarian could win. Nope. Turns out, didn't even come close. And again, I'm talking about the one in the past. So, yeah, if you do...
3%.
3%?
3.03%.
Ooh.
So, to give an idea of the numbers, the Democrat won with 23,054 votes.
Yep.
The Republican got 19,796 votes, and Allison Foxhall got 1,338 votes.
Yeah, that's over 3%. That's not bad for somebody in Florida. But the point, of course, is that that hasn't changed in 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, back when I got involved in the Libertarian Party of Florida in the late 1990s, that was the same. So
yep.
Over two decades has passed. Plus, Ron Paul happened. You know, the big deal of Ron Paul in two elections, 2008 and 2012. And, you know, for all the supposed spread of the ideas of liberty, you have not, you in Florida, libertarians, have not done anything more effectively in the last 20 years. While in New Hampshire, which has attracted people from Florida and other places all around the globe as part of the New Hampshire Freedom
Maybe
Migration.
Maybe you'd be better in Florida elections if you just started asking your audience more often to clap.
Please clap.
Please clap. Then you end up in the governor's seat.
That was some pretty hilarious video, by the way. You're referring to Jeb Bush.
That's right. The governor of Florida.
Former.
Former governor.
Not current.
But still.
But anyway, so my point...
He knows how to run a campaign, right, obviously?
Cause run it right into the ground, apparently.
Well, for president, but for governor of Florida,
yeah,
apparently that
he
works.
He did all right. But anyway, my point, or our point generally was, the libertarians up here are having success. Now, to be fair, some of them are getting elected as Republicans and Democrats, and I think that's totally legit, by the way. I know that some people are against that, and I say, hey, whatever it is that you know you think's going to work, you should try that. But the Libertarian Party here is turned into a very effective organization. It now claims to have three state representatives who are libertarians in the state house here in New Hampshire. That's three more than the rest of the 50 states combined. So, I mean, it's really, it seems to me like a no-brainer. Like, why do you continue to slam your head up against a wall, those of you who are not in New Hampshire? And don't tell me for a moment that if you just campaign harder, liberty's going to win, because that hasn't worked. And if you look at, for instance, and all I can pick on is the Sarasota Libertarian Party, because it's the one I have experience with, and you know, you guys, if you want to pick on the other ones, you're welcome too. But looking back, we actually just did this a few moments ago. We had looked at the Sarasota Libertarian Club, because after we left, Johnson, they didn't have enough members in the party to actually fill out a full executive board. They didn't have enough people for the vice chair, the treasurer, the secretary, right? Mm-hmm. So they had to disband the official Libertarian Party in Sarasota and form the Sarasota Libertarian Club. Now, mind you, I don't know what year you moved out of there, but I left in 2006. When did you go? Was it 07 or something like that?
Yeah, I think you could have been that long after, yeah.
Because then you moved to Connecticut for a while.
Yeah.
And then you came up here.
Yeah. I've been here for half a decade.
Yeah. And we came up here in 2006, so it's now been 12 years, roughly, since Mark and I left. And Mark wasn't particularly active in the Libertarian Party down there, but I certainly was. And
I was actually fairly active as well.
You were, that's right. And the fact that we left, and they couldn't find enough people after that to, you know, to continue on with having a party. Well, if you go now and you look, a decade later, they've had a decade to grow the Sarasota Libertarian Club. You can go find, they've got a meetup group on meetup.com, and there are over 100 people who are members of the meetup group. But if you actually look and see at the meetings and see how many people registered that they're going to go, it's usually no more than 2 or 3. So, I mean, how else can you really spell failure than the fact that your group hasn't grown, your attendance hasn't grown? Because we used to go to the meetups, or they didn't have meetup.com back when we were down there, Johnson. I don't think meetup.com existed
right
in 2005. But, you know, we had Yahoo groups, I think is what it was we had back then. And so, you know, we had people in our Yahoo group, too. We'd go to events. I would set up tables for outreach at the county fair and gun shows and gay and lesbian pride fests. And we'd collect email addresses, and we'd add those email addresses to our group, and nobody knew would show up. So, I mean, it wasn't like we weren't doing anything.
Right.
We were out there doing stuff. It's just people don't care, man. The apathy. And that's not to say that people care more here in Keene, New Hampshire. I mean, this meeting that we were at, which just determines the school budget for, which, as you pointed out, is the supermajority of the taxes that people pay in this area. This is the big chance that people have to come out and put a stop to this. But there's just tremendous apathy.
$19,000 per.
What's that?
Plus per student.
I remember when we were in Florida, it was $7,000.
Right.
But that's what it is now, at least up here, $19,000, $20,000. Yeah. And that's just per regular student, right? Like, what about the special needs kids?
Right.
What do those cost?
It's unbelievable because it's like they're graduating not able to pass most of the standardized tests. You know, some coming out illiterate, you know, it's like, okay, but $19,000 a year per student.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. I apologize to EJ, who's been waiting patiently there on Skype. Hello, EJ.
What's going on, Free Talk Live? How are you doing this evening?
We're griping about libertarians and how ineffective they are outside of New Hampshire and even inside New Hampshire.
I've been hearing a lot of good things coming out of New Hampshire for quite a while. Well, I mean, obviously, ever since I started listening to LRN.FM.
Well, there is a lot of good that's happening here, but my point is we could be so much more effective with another 24 activists in just Keene, New Hampshire. With 100 people, we'd be able to win primaries. But and most people don't want to go anywhere.
Wrong, but
you know, they don't want to pick up their lives and do anything. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but it almost seems to me, just by looking at stuff on YouTube, that in New Hampshire, the activism has it gone down since the days of Derek J's victimless crime spree?
So that's a good question. If you'll stand by, we can continue the discussion here in moments. Has the activism gone down? That's a tough question. We'll answer it. I don't think it has, but the visible kind of outrageous stuff definitely has. More coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
1 out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. We've got time for you. If you want to dial in now here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Great pillow that you can try out, and yeah, if you don't like it, you can send it back, is the MyPillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I'm debating bringing it down to Mexico just because I really like the MyPillow product, but I've also forgotten MyPillow a couple of times at hotels.
Oh, no.
So, like, I'll just leave it there and not remember to bring it back. So I'm probably not going to on this particular leg of this journey down to Mexico. But MyPillow is a great product, and it does do very well. In fact, it is washable. So if you want to put it in the washer and dryer, you can do that with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, and go get your MyPillow at half price. And or you can get two for the price of one. So if you don't like it, though, you can send it back within the first 60 days, and they will send you your purchase price back to you. The pillow, by the way, is guaranteed to last for 10 years. If you decide to hang on to it, it's going to last you. MyPillow.com with code FTL for a 50% off discount. EJ is on the line with us here on Skype. And EJ, you just asked the question about has the activism gone down in New Hampshire? And I think the best way to answer that would be to say that some activism is less visible or non-existent compared to what used to be, but other things are happening. It's just that we don't know what they are. So one of the problems that the Liberty Movement has had here, and it has had it consistently in the time that I've been here, is there just isn't a whole lot of self-promotion. There's not a lot of, hey, this is what we're doing, people posting on websites or whatever of their plans and their projects. Some of it is understandable because they need to keep it under wraps for the purposes of, you know, not alerting the opposition to what you're doing. I get that. But other people are just, they just aren't self-promoters. They're not interested in the publicity. They're not interested in letting people know what's going on. And I personally think that's a huge mistake because there are a lot of people that are outside of New Hampshire who've heard about the wins that we've had, who've heard about the exciting migration of libertarian types to New Hampshire, and they want to know what's going on here. And so that's why more than a decade ago I set up freekeen.com. for the purpose of trying to communicate some of what's happening here. And unfortunately, the reality of it is just that, you know, there are only a couple of active contributors to Freekeen, even though there's over a dozen supposed bloggers on the site. Most of them don't contribute much content. And that's not because they're not doing anything. It's just because they're doing other things and they're not blogging about it. Why that is, I guess each individual has their own reasons for not doing those things. I imagine some people are time challenged. They've got a job or whatever, and the activism they do is the activism they do, and they just don't have time to or interest in wanting to write about it. So, you know, the stuff you see in Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, which is a great film that you can anybody can watch over at victimlesscrimespree.com, it is free to do that. That was kind of like the perfect storm of activism. Because we had all the right characters in this place at the time at which, you know, there was this zeitgeist, the spirit of the times that just I don't know if it can ever be reached again. I don't know if that I mean certainly that certain mix will never be here together at the same time again. I mean, you had activist superstars like Derek Jay, who's still in New Hampshire, by the way. He's running the Free State Bitcoin shop out in Portsmouth, so he's changed his form of activism, which I think his form of activism now is even more effective because they're helping introduce new business owners and new individuals to cryptocurrency and doing a great job of it out on the seacoast. But to people like Pete Eyre from copblock.org, Adamo Freeman from copblock.org, Jason Talley, originally from the Motorhome Diaries. The two copblock guys, they don't live in New Hampshire anymore. Pete's living out in Utah. Adamo is awaiting trial on marijuana charges in Ohio. Jason Talley ended up moving to North Dakota, last I heard, and I think he's moved out of there since then.
I think so, yeah.
He's always kind of been a floater, you know, butterfly type. Kelly Voluntarius, she left and she went down to Arizona. She went back to Arizona. So there's just been a lot of people who kind of come and made a splash. I don't know if they thought the state was going to end because they did some civil disobedience or what, but turns out it takes a long time to change society and to change the system and all of that, and I just don't think that they had what it took. I mean, I love them. I think they're all great people, but they just didn't have the consistency, the stick-to-itiveness, if you will.
I think it has to a lot to do with the financial situation in New Hampshire is also a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
You have to make it on your own or be willing to live under an economic circumstance that is not what it's going to be if you're living in a city somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, it's just you're not going to get that here. I mean, I know, for example, that, you know, I could be making a whole lot more if I were living in a city or, you know.
You'd also be spending more.
Not.
Cost of living in New York City.
Cost of living would be dramatically more. Yeah. Or it would be more if I were living in New York City, but I wouldn't necessarily live in New York City.
Yeah.
I could live near New York City or, you know, somewhere in California, nearer to somewhere that is going to, you know, offer a whole lot more in terms of jobs. So, yes, cost of living would be marginally higher, but my income would be dramatically higher if I were living in one of those places. But I don't choose that. You know, it's like I'm not afraid of a little cold or, you know, whatever, as long as I'm, you know, living my life, I'm fine. You know,
like, and you can do like, professional work without having to go into a job site.
Exactly.
Like, you can
you have
remotely.
To be willing to do everything that's going to take to build a business, which might take, if you're not, you know, already have a lot of money in the bank, it might take you a long time to do that. You know?
Yeah, that's true as well. I mean, there are people that come up here and get jobs, and they're fine with just having jobs and all that. I think that a lot of it has to do with the sort of floaters, the kind of people who they don't really have the mentality of staying in one place for very long. There's just some people who have that wanderlust of always wanting to go somewhere else and never being satisfied in one place. And I think that we attracted a lot of those people in the early days of this movement, and most of them have moved on at this point. And some of them, you know, who aren't worth remembering have also moved on. There's been a lot of bad eggs that have that have moved and gone away over the time. EJ, so
my concern though is that a lot of the people who are coming and attracted now, which I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, but the families, right? But unfortunately with the families, a lot of them are in the school system. They're these structures where they are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the government. You know, they have...
They can't rock the boat.
They can't rock the boat. There are things that they just cannot do because they're, you know, in so many various systems that...
But they could show up at a school board meeting.
They could. There are some things that there are a lot of things that these types of activists could do that.
And the fact is we just don't have enough of them. So there's all the people who've left over the years. As I was saying, if we had the number of people who've ever gone to this meeting for libertarian purposes... If they all were still here, we would have been able to win many of the votes at this last meeting. But, you know, people have moved on. Others come in, and they, you know, they're moving in. But, again, it's still slow going. We're still talking about only a trickle of movers over time. Most people just, you know, they don't want to go and pull up their roots and move somewhere. And I don't blame anybody for that. But that's the reason why we can't win as often as we should be able to, because we just don't have the numbers. We need literally thousands more people to move here so we can then, of those thousands, get 10% of actually good activists who are going to get out there and do stuff. EJ, did that answer your question?
I think so, yeah. It's about what I expected.
So I don't know if that was the reason you called tonight, was it?
Well, actually, the reason I had called was I wanted to make a comment on the comment that Johnson made about Thin Blue Line.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I have a personal story about that, actually.
All right.
The day before Thanksgiving in 2015, I was pulled over for speeding, driving through the downtown area here. There is a section of road where the speed limit is 50 miles an hour. And I encountered a line of cars that were going about 40 miles an hour, about 10 miles below. So what most of us would normally do in that situation is we would get into the left-hand lane and we would pass.
Sure.
And I realized about halfway through, I did that, and I got in the left lane, and then I was like, oh, it's odd, nobody's doing this. And then I figured out why too late.
It was a cop at the front of the line.
Cop at the front of the line, and they don't like when you pass them.
Stand by, EJ. We'll get the rest of your story. If you can hang on, can you?
I'll be here.
More with EJ here in moments. He's on Skype. Sounding good. You can join us as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm, we got an on-air call-in line there for you, too. Moments remain here. We got enough time for you, though, to get you in now if you join us here on Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. A few moments remain here, enough time for you. If you join us now, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Our Discord is also discord.lrn.fm, and there is an on-air call-in line there for you as well. So head on over to discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Johnson in the studio. We're on the line with EJ. We're going to continue with that. But I do want to let you know about the AMP program. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's $5 a month. You can use any major credit card. You can use, well, I guess not any of them, but the big ones. And you can use PayPal. You can use Bitcoin Core to get signed up for the AMP program. You get cool perks over at amp.freetalklive.com, and we sure do appreciate it. One of those perks is you get the AMP access to the new Discord, and that gives you access to the AMP-only chat rooms or the subscriber-only chat rooms there in the Discord that are just for people who support the show. So it's a cool little perk, and there's a bunch of other ones. So get the details. Get signed up at AMP, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Maybe we'll be meeting some of you down there in Anarchapulco, where I'll be heading to later tonight. As soon as we get off the air, I'll be packing up, heading out, and be down there late on Wednesday, which means we'll be beginning our Anarchapulco broadcast with the Thursday night edition. So tomorrow night it'll be Daryl and some of the crew here in the Keene studios, and then it'll be Mark and I and whoever else we can rope into it from Anarchapulco. All right, so back to EJ on the line. Where are you calling from, by the way, EJ? I don't know if I asked you that before.
Oh, I'm in Clarksburg, West Virginia.
In West Virginia. Now, you were giving us a story about you driving, an interaction with a police officer. You were following behind a long row of cars, and you just figured, you know, we're going to start passing these cars. Why aren't they driving faster? Turns out there was a cop car at the head of the line. That's where you left off your story.
Correct. As I was passing, and this is just a habit I form while driving, I always make absolutely certain that I do not ever exceed the speed limit by more than 10 miles per hour,
okay.
And only when I'm passing. So I made absolutely certain. I looked directly at my speedometer. I was going 60 miles an hour, or 50. I alternated between 57 and 60 miles an hour consistently while I was passing.
Okay.
And
this was in a zone where it was how much was the speed limit?
50 miles an hour.
50, okay.
Okay, and this is important because by the time I saw the cop, it was too late. I was already in the middle of passing him, and his lights didn't immediately come on. So I figured, okay, well, you know, maybe he doesn't care. Maybe he's off duty. No, obviously, of course, that was not the case. Lights came on, and I got pulled over.
Damn.
And while he was looking up my identification, as soon as he saw my last name, his face changed. Now, this is important because back in 2012, my brother was arrested for a very non-victimless crime.
Ooh.
Yeah, he committed a very, very violent felony against a woman.
So this would have been an area where that last name would have been recognizable, meaning that, you know.
Correct.
He knew.
And,
okay.
And it absolutely was. Like, his eyes narrowed. He was like, and he said my last name. And I said, yes, sir. And he was like, hold on just a second. And he goes back to his car. And I can't prove this, but I'm fairly certain he was looking up my last name in his computer system
of course.
See, you know, if I was related to my brother, which obviously I am. And my brother is a very confrontational person.
Mm-hmm.
And so, obviously, this officer really just could not stand him. He'd actually been the arresting officer in two previous arrests for him. So,
did you know that at the time?
I did not.
Okay.
When it was all said and done, my brother was convicted of the crime that he committed, and he's going to be spending quite a long time in prison. He's still there.
10 to 25 years in prison, apparently.
Definitely.
Yeah. Wow.
So that is that's in 2012. Then in 2015, day before Thanksgiving, I get pulled over, and this interaction takes place. When he comes back, he is very, very abrasive.
Mm.
You know, it was like, you realize you were going 65 miles an hour. You were exceeding the speed limit by 15 miles per hour. I was like, no, sir, I was not. I was only the fastest I went was 10 miles over and only while I was passing. And he's like, well, I don't know who told you that's okay. That's never okay. You know, and so I'm like, oh, well, I'm not going to sit here and argue. I was as courteous and respectful as I could possibly be. Off or not, I was issued a $260 speeding ticket.
Whoa!
The first speeding ticket I've ever received. Usually I've only ever received a warning. And it was the largest speeding ticket that anyone in my family has ever heard of. So when I went to the courthouse to contest it, I found some things out. Mainly, I was talking to the girl who was working behind the counter. She's just a clerk in the courthouse.
Yep.
Didn't really have any authority. She was just the one who received payment for these sorts of things or gave you instructions, you know, told you what your rights were and stuff like that. And I said, well, you know, I disagree with his assessment of the situation. I believe that he exaggerated how fast I was going. And she said, okay, we've got the right to contest it. And so let me see the ticket. And so I handed her the ticket, and she started reading it. She looked at it, as soon as she saw the name of the officer, her entire demeanor changed, and she was like, "You were arrested, or you were pulled over by this guy."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Yeah, that's that was the name on his badge, I'm assuming." And she said, and everything changed. She literally, this was like out of a TV show. She looked both ways to make sure nobody was overhearing her, and she leaned forward to me, and she said, okay, I'm going to give you some advice. You can take it for what it's worth, and if you ever tell anybody that I said this, I'm going to deny it.
Whoa.
But if I were you, I would just pay this and move on.
Really?
You can't. I don't know that you're. I don't know what evidence you have. I don't know if you've got dash cam footage. I don't know what you've got. You could go to court. You could, first and foremost, the court case to have a judge hear. The appeal was twice the cost of the ticket in the first place, about $500, just to appear in court.
Just for court costs.
Just to get a judge to hear the court case. So, he's like, you're already going to be paying $500, and even if you win, you don't get that back. She's like, but if you were to win, He's like, you would be watching, you'd have to watch your back for a very long time. You might have to leave town. Because apparently this officer had a reputation for, and he's still on the force as far as I know, had a reputation for doing this sort of stuff with people that he either had a personal vendetta against or just didn't like. Or just when he was bored.
Right. And if you don't pay up, then he's going to get even more interested in you.
Exactly.
That's the idea.
And is like, and do not, under any circumstance, make this guy look bad in court. If you if you somehow succeed in making this guy look bad in court, he'll find something else to go after you with.
Did you take her advice?
Unfortunately, I did. I look back at it and think to myself, you know what? No, I could have gone to the newspapers with this. I could have gone to I could have got this story out there and seen who would have run with it. But you know, my mom at the time, she was just like, no.
But what would the story have been? That you were the brother of a felon and you know you got a ticket. I mean, that's not a, what's the news? Like, why would a news editor say, let's run this?
What I would try to do would just tell the truth and be like, hey, listen, I was treated very unfairly here. You know, he absolutely profiled me based on my last name. And he's the type of officer who has actually been investigated before for stuff like this.
Good point. Is that official, though? I mean, like, can you tell, like, is there a record of that? That he's, or is that just what the lady was saying?
I believe there is. I believe it's actually been in the papers before. But of course, every time he's ever been investigated, it's come back that he did nothing wrong.
Of course, because he's being investigated by his buddies.
Right. Yeah, it's an internal affairs investigation, and so it's one of those things where the police, you know, his buddies on the police force, they just rally around anybody who has charges brought against them and says, no, I know this guy. He would not act like this. Okay, was there video evidence? There's no video evidence, so it's just your word against his. And that's the best that I could hope
for. All the better reason to get a dash cam and have that thing operating at all times. And also to be in a place where, you know, you have activism, the potential at least for some activists to back you up in court. Because doing that all alone is no fun, let me tell you. EJ, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Appreciate the story as well.
Hey,
yep. Oh, sorry, didn't know what you were going to say there, but you can't now. But we'll be here again, or when I say we, Free Talk Live will. Johnson, you won't, and I won't either, because I'm heading out to Anarchapulco, which you can go to anarchapulco.com and check out the details on that event. It kicks off in just a couple of days. And from what I understand, they are going to be broadcasting the event live, so the speakers are supposed to be being live-streamed.
I just want to give people a reminder about libertyminded.com. You can go and get 50% off of Free Talk Live merchandise only with code LOVE for Valentine's Day.
Code LOVE between now and what, midnight on Valentine's
Day,
Eastern time?
Yep.
All right, don't drag your feet on this. That's a great deal for some cool gear over at libertyminded.com. Don't forget, code LOVE, basically the next 24 hours. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.